moment, you could say, but they showed up at the convention center complex where we were, and all the pastors and the leaders that were there, we went and we just got to hear story after story after story of what they were doing, of how God was moving, of how they were reaching unreached people groups, people that have never heard the message of the gospel. And that's what we get to be a part of. I mentioned an offering, but that's what we get to be a part of, supporting missionaries just like these. And so I am excited to introduce them, excited to have them come and just share what God is doing, how God is moving. And let's listen. But I encourage you this morning, don't just listen, but say, Lord, how can you do what some of the stuff that happens overseas? How can you do that in my heart, in my life, in my family, in my job, in my community every single day? Because there's unreached people right next door to you. There's unreached people in your neighborhood, in the place where you are. And so I pray today, everything you hear, this isn't about Tanzania. This is about the kingdom of God growing. And they're obedient in Tanzania, and we get the opportunity to be fired up by them today so we can go out of these doors this morning and experience all that God has for us. So let's welcome Gil and Dolphy today as they come to bring the word.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we are delighted to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor, for letting us come. And we just praise God for what he's doing. Gilligwen and I'm Dolphy, by the way. This is Gilligwen. We are church planters in the bush in Tanzania to the Datog. The Datog is an unreached people group numbering in around 250,000 spread across Tanzania in small pockets of between 300 to 1,000 in each area. One of the reasons they're unreached is because they're so remote. Traditionally, they were a nomadic group that would travel with their cows, but because land has become such a premium, they've decided that they're going to be planted firmly in one area and just go seasonally with their cows over to different areas. So the places that they live are the most undesirable places you can imagine, and it's because that way they don't have to worry about farmers taking over the land or anything with as them being pastoralists. So God brought us out into this area, and actually Gilligwen, he is a Datog. He was one of the first Christians in one of the very first villages that I went to as a single missionary, and he'll share his testimony in a moment. Originally, when we went out to these areas of the Datog, they generally have been very difficult to get into their areas. They've been obstinate to the gospel. They're very much wanting to listen to their own traditions and following their animistic beliefs. But God, by his grace and his mercy, allowed things to happen. We went originally as church planters, but we realized that what we needed to do in addition to church planting was to look at the whole issue out there, not having water out there, not having schools, not having any access to stores or hospitals. And we just started to pray. One of the things we do a lot of is the Jesus film, and Gil will talk about the Jesus film because that's how he became a Christian.
Before I was an alcoholic, and my life is so bad because I drink alcohol for a long time ago. And Dolphy and the team, they're coming planting a church in Olpiro. And this pastor coming showing the Jesus film in Olpiro. And in the Toga people, if you sick or maybe you have you have any problem, they take you for witch doctor. They take cows and you, and they talk to witch doctor. They say, can you help this person? And they're giving cows, they're giving goats. So my mom and my dad, they tried for a long time ago. And I remember the time pastor coming preaching in Olpiro. I don't have in my mind anything to see this is can help me because it's done, you know. Even my mom and my dad, that time is ready. They just stop. They say we're tired because they try this and they try this. That's not working. But the time this pastor coming showing the Jesus film in Olpiro, it's new. It's new. You know, we don't know anything about the speakers. So everybody, they heard the noise, and they're excited to go to see what is happening. Even me, I just walk, and I say, what is happening today? So the time I walk, and I heard, like, somebody talk to me. And I'm thinking, what is this? I heard, like, somebody talk to me and says, your problem today is gone. But I don't have somebody. I just walk myself. So I just walk, and the time I see the people, they're sitting down, and the pastor preaching, the Jesus Fellowship is the preaching in Swahili translation in the talk. So I just sitting down, and I just watch. And the time I'm sitting down and watch, I see Jesus touching the guy's eyes, and he's looking. And the sound is coming back again, and he says, your problem is gone. And I don't have somebody, but I feel a pressure in my heart. It looks like somebody stuck to me. And the pastor, the time he closed, he asking people, if you want accept Jesus, you can come if you believe. And he says, if you sick, if you have any problem, if you believe Jesus, we can pray for you. I just running to the pastor and I say, pastor, you know, for long time, I was an alcoholic. And even except yesterday, I don't drink. But the day before yesterday, I drink. Almost I'm die. And he says, if you believe, we can pray for you. And I says, I believe. And the pastor, they pray for me and people accept Christ. So I accept Christ that day and God taking my problem for my alcoholic and I stopped drink that day. Amen. Accept Jesus. And I want to tell you this, maybe those people, they're not drinking alcohol. It's very bad. But that time I see I'm going to die because I don't have anything to see can help me. My life is so, I'm sitting sometimes down and I'm thinking, why this is happening? Because sometimes I try to stop. But maybe for one day, the next day I cannot. I want to drink it. And Jesus, that time because I don't know anything, but Jesus, he's showing to me his love and his power. Because that problem, the witch doctor, they try and they're not doing anything. My mom, my dad, my friends, they try, but Jesus is showing his power, not just for me, for my mom and my dad and in the village. God is showing his love to the people. And so the time I accepted Christ, after 2.5 months, because, you know, we're born in the bush and we don't have schools. So I feel like I want to preach. And I cannot reading because, you know, we grow up in the bush, it's no school. So I feel like I want to preach. And one time I go to the market and I see one guy, he's selling his books. And I say, what is this? And he says, it's Bible. And I say, I want to buy it. And he says, oh, okay. So I buy Bible and I just, because the time I see the books, I see like somebody says, just buy Bible. So I buy Bible and I just walked away. So I just go back home. And each day I pray. I just open the Bible like I'm preaching. And I say, God, I want to read. I want to preach. Because that time, I just telling people, hey, you know, come to church. But it's not enough. I want to read the word of God. So I pray, God, open my eyes to read the Bible. God, opening my eyes after 1 month I'm reading. And I remember I asked God, I say, God, I want to preach, but I cannot reading. And God helped me. So the one I learning after I'm reading, the Bible, these people, they're writing Bible. It's not somebody writing newspaper. It's the power of the Holy Spirit using people writing Bible. Maybe this morning you can say, what has happened? This is not going to happen. It can happen because it's the power of the Holy Spirit and God, he can do anything. Sometimes we don't thinking this is going to happen, but for God, it's easy. Accept Christ, and it's coming problem in Olpiro. Even my mom, even my dad, you know, sometimes Satan, you know, even my mom, she tried to take me for witch doctor, but the time I accept Christ, and that time is about almost like 4 months, she upset, you know, she upset because I go to church. The doctor, they have a meeting, and they're calling us at the meeting. They say, coming at the meeting because we don't want people to go to church. So we go at the meeting. It's very bad because they're beating people. It's a lot of problems. And we go at the meeting. And in the meeting, they're asking questions. Why you go to church? So they're starting, and I just stand up. You know, I know my problem. Even some people, they're selling alcoholic, send the meeting. So I stand up, and I say, you know, before I go to church, I drink alcohol, and my life is bad. Everybody, they know it's in Olpiro, and this is why I go to church. So the dog, they want to make church like you go to for witch doctor. You can go to church and you can do a lot of things for witchcraft. This is the one that the dog, they upset because sometimes they're doing a lot of things for witchcraft and we're not going because they're already teaching us at the church. So some people upset. They say, why you guys? We don't see you guys. And we say, it's better for church. It's better for me. So they ask them questions and they say, okay, we have two hands. One hand is life of the dog. It's milk and oil. So it's that the dog they live, the way that the dog they live. One hand is blood. So if you pick that one, you stay with the dog. So you go back and stay like the dog they're sitting. So this one for the blood, if you pick, it means you die. I say I pick for the one for the blood. And they're asking why. And I say because Jesus is dying on the cross and he's taking our sins. Yeah. Everybody, they're just running, even my mom, they're running and they just cry. It means I'm dying. They say, okay, go over there. So I just walk and they're calling people. After they finish, they say, okay, so go back home. If you're sick, nobody can help somebody because it's no car. It's in the bush. If you're sick, people, they're carrying you to the hospital. 3 hours. And they say, we're not helping any person in the church. If you're losing your cows, nobody can come because in Tanzania, in the bush, in the talk, they have like a 911 in America. If you heard 911 in the bush, you make sure you're running with the spear and bonero. So they say if you guys heard a cry for help, you go, but you make sure this is which person they may cry for help. If it's these people they go to church, we're not doing anything. We go back home. So we just pray. You know, we know it's a problem. So we just pray. We say, God, what we can do? So every day, because some people they beat and they're coming back in the church, so we pray, we fasting, we cry to God. I want to tell you this morning, I'm speak, Jesus is doing for my life. And if it's not Jesus, today maybe I'm not here. I'm not here this morning to share what God is doing. Because Jesus is showing his love and showing miracles. We're reading miracles in the Bible. And maybe you walk a couple of days and you've been in the church, but it's the one you don't believe it. But I want to tell you this morning, miracles is happening even right now. The problem is me and you. The way we stay far with God, we don't see miracles. But the time we're putting this down and we're fasting and we pray, his power is continue. God brings lion in the bush. And we don't know. We go to church. So we go to church. And after church, we're leaving. We want to go home. We heard 911. You make sure you're running with the spear and bonero. So I'm running for somebody. I pick a spear and I just running. So the time I close the place, I see one guy, he's coming. And I say, what is happening? And he say, it's a lion. So what? Where's the lion? And he say, we don't know. You know, we're following the print and it's so hot. Some people, they're sitting down. Some people, you know, they just, you know, lion killed the cows. Some people, they're ready. They want to eat the meat. So the time I talked to this guy, I heard on the left because somebody passing the tree and the lion jumping on the back. In the Toga people, if you walking in the bush, you make sure you tight your clothes. You put your clothes like this because you don't want trees to catching your clothes. So the one is helping this guy, the time lion jumping on the back, he catching his clothes, and the guy is falling down. So the lion coming back with his clothes, I threw the second spear and I'm hitting this side. The first spear, and the lion running because it's making noise. So everybody, they just coming back. So the time is coming back, lion stand up and it look like it's looking at me. Head is so big. So I'm thinking for the second spear, I can hit it on the head. So I just waiting, maybe it's coming this way. So between me and the lion is a tree. So I just running behind the tree and I'm just waiting. And the lion is just looking and making noise. So everybody, because it's a lot of grass, the lion heard, and move a little bit and stand up. So the time is stand up, I just threw the spear, and I'm thinking I can hit him on the head. So the time I threw the spear, the lion turned back and I hit him on the neck. So the spear is getting the jugular. And what is gaginya ni na kalach?
He turned his head and bit the spear in half.
So he running with half a spear. Everybody, they just coming, and we falling the blood, we falling the blood, we falling the blood, and we find the lions die. That time I see the lion, I want to tell you this. If it's not the jugular, you cannot kill the lion for a spear, maybe for a gun. But God is making easy because it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, even they have a bone arrow, but God is making, he continue to do his planning. Remember, we have problem. People, they're beating us, we cry, we're fasting. So this is a step. God is continuing to do miracle. We find the lion, and if you kill the lion in the talk, they give you 3 months. You go singing. They give you cows, they give you goat, they give you chicken, they give you anything. But for me, I say I don't want because I know it's a lot of witchcraft. So they say, what do we do? And I say, I don't know. So the toga, they're using the oil for the lion for if you have problem for your chest. So they take skin and they're making oil and the skin, because it's killed the cows, they want to, they take some people to take to give the government, because if the government, they heard you killed the lion and they're not understand it's killed the cows, they can put you in jail. So they're sending some people to take the skin to the government. But the oil, everybody, they take the oil and we left. Before we left, they have a meeting. And they say, you know, we have a meeting before to say we cannot work with the people in the church. But today, we're learning it's no problem because we're working together. Even for me to go cry for help, because they're already telling us we cannot help somebody, they go to church. Because in the Bible study, in the church, they're teaching us we want to show people the love of Christ. So I just go, and people, they're asking, why are you guys coming? And we say, you know, we want to work together. They have a meeting, and they say we cannot stop helping people. They go to church. So we can work together. So the lion is bringing unity in the bush. God is making this because he wants people coming together, even us and people in the village. And that lion take problem in the people in the village. They're telling us we can work together. But we make sure, we say, you know, anything for witchcraft, we're not coming. But if someone sick or maybe somebody lost his cows, we're working together. People, they agreed and we left. This is, we see God is doing.
Amen. In that village, after that moment, there was no more persecution. And so the church started to grow without a problem. Later on, Gil and I moved to another area, again, where there were no churches, and we started trying to plant the church there. You know, sometimes the areas are quick and sometimes not. In this area, it was very difficult. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. But I tell you, everything that happens in our life is for a reason. And when we started seeing absolutely everything go wrong, it drove us to our knees. And as we started to pray, we started to realize there's an importance that when you're praying and you're fasting, all of a sudden you do see where God works in great and mighty ways. In places where the Datog were telling us to leave, we don't want you here, they would come to our house every single day saying, we've cursed you, you're going to die, you need to go. We've cursed you, you're going to die. Day after day, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. But what it called us to do is to get onto our knees and start saying, Lord, you have called us to a place that they don't want us, but yet your purpose needs to be fulfilled. Yes. Fulfill your purpose in this place. Yes. And the Lord started moving in a great way. In that village, it took bringing water into the village for the church to actually become a church. And then, you know, so when we brought water into the village with partnering together with World Serve, God started moving in the hearts of the Datog there. And then in all the surrounding villages, the Datog started coming to us saying, hey, would you put a church in our village? You know, instead of saying, go out, leave, now they started seeing that once the church is there, schools started coming, hospitals started coming, water started coming. And so all of a sudden, they were asking us to bring churches to them. By God's grace, by the grace of God, 100%, not by Gil, not by Dolphy, there are 26 church plants among the Datog in yes. places where there were zero yes. Christians. Church, we serve a God of miracles.
Yes.
And oftentimes here, it's really easy to forget because we have so many conveniences. And I want to share a testimony to you that shows the impossible can happen. Pastor, I think we shared this with you guys. This was one time Gilligan woke up and he said, Dolphy, the Lord told me that we need to go into 3 weeks of prayer. And so I said, okay. And so we went around the village and we told the village that we're going to go into 3 weeks of dedicated prayer, that we were going to close our gates. And so we went ahead and did that. And right as we were closing the gates, a Hudson Bay man came to the house and said, can I have a job? And I thought, well, I don't know. I guess you can take this push cart here and take it down to where the well is and go and get us some water. And I was pointing to a 200-liter tank, which is about 50 gallons. And so we gave him the key to the gate, and then we just went into the church, and we started praying. And for 3 weeks, we had no idea, but this guy kept on going back and forth and back and forth to the well. And then when the 3 weeks was over, we said, how much do we owe you? And he said, I filled up all those tanks. He filled up 6,000 liters of water, and that's about 2,000 gallons. And so we paid him, and then Gil and I are laughing. We said, what are we going to do with all this water? We never had that much on hand at any given moment. And so the next day, we had to go and get some supplies. We went to town, got our supplies, brought everything back. And the very next morning, Gil went to a witch doctor's house, which was about 2 miles away on foot. And I said I was going to burn the rubbish that we had, you know, because we brought all these boxes. So away from our house, about 50 yards away from the house, I had a burn pit, 15 feet down hole, that I would throw everything in and burn. So I do that. I start burning everything, and I'm watching it to make sure that nothing happens to it. And then as I'm watching it and it gets really low, I find out, I forgot something. I went back to the house to go and get it. By the time I came out of the house and I looked off into the distance where the burn pit was, I saw one little ember go up in the air and come down. And when it hit that dry grass, it just went whoosh. And it just started to spread all over the place. And I ran as fast as I could. And I know I can't run very fast. But I ran as fast as I could that 50 yards over to the fire. And I tried to get close, but I couldn't even get 15 feet near it because by this point it was already like 15 square feet of fire. And so I ran back to the house thinking I'll get a bucket of water. And by the time I turned around and looked at the house, looked at the fire, it's now 100 square yards of fire. And I didn't know what to do. I ran in the house. I got the cell phone. I called Gil. I said, help, there's a fire. And I hung up.
The time she calling me, I am inside because this witch doctor, his wife accepted Christ and he want his wife come to church. So the time she calling me, I just running outside. The time I'm running outside, I see smoking higher. And I telling the guy, I say, I think it's happening fire at my house. The time I'm starting running, in my mind is coming, fire stop. So I just pray for this prayer. In the name of Jesus, the fire stop. So I just running for this prayer.
After I hung up the phone with Gil, I came back out and I'm looking and now the fire is probably about 400 square yards of fire. And I started praying, and I'm praying in tongues, and then all of a sudden something happened that can be not explained other than supernatural. As I was praying, the fire just, everything stopped like someone pressed pause on a video machine. I still heard myself praying. I was still praying out loud in tongues, but I could see nothing moving. And I don't know how long it was that I was doing that, but all I know is Gil was 2 miles away when I called him, and he started running. So even if he's one of the fastest runners and it only took 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes that fire should have gone really far. And the next thing I know is I hear the cry for help, and I turn over and I look, and Gilligan's leaping over the thorn fencing. And as he leaps over, another guy, the witch doctor, leaps right after him. And all of a sudden, everything's moving again. And Gilligan grabs one bucket of water, and he runs to the far end on that side of the house and puts the bucket of water, throws it onto the fire, and says, "In the name of Jesus, fire, stop." And then he runs to the middle and puts one in the middle and then one to the far corner. And the witch doctor actually followed behind him.
Each place I'm running and put water in the name of Jesus, stop. Even the witch doctor, he's following me on the back, and he says, "In the name of Jesus, fire, stop." But he's not accepting Christ. His wife, she's Christian.
He didn't know what he was doing, but he was just copying him. 3 buckets from Gilligan and 3 from the witch doctor, and the fire just went out. That was a miracle.
Can you put up those pictures? So this is our house. Can you go back again, the picture? Yeah, this is our house, you see. Behind the building, we have a, what are they called?
We had 5 propane gas tanks behind the building. And I knew that the fire was going to take our house, but I also thought it was going to take down the next 3 villages. What I saw that day was nothing less than supernatural. I walked around that area for the next 3 weeks just crying because I saw God work in a way that is impossible for us to even believe. After the fire was out like that, we used every bit of that 2,000 gallons of water to put on the embers so that when the wind blew, it didn't start the fire up again. This is the God we serve, church. Yeah. A God that tells you 3 weeks in advance to go into prayer, and he's doing something in the process. He brought that man, and it was a man, it wasn't an angel. It was an actual man that we knew, but he came and worked. That was the only time in his life he worked. And then he went back to being a Hudsabay with their hunter-gatherers. They don't like to work. That's what the Lord did.
These people, they're living on the mountains. They're not have work. They just go hunting. They eat honey. They eat meat. So even the time he's asking about job, I just looking at, I know this guy, he cannot working. So I'm not paying attention. You know, he talked to Dorothy, and I'm thinking this guy, he joking. He cannot working. But because we focus for prayer, we don't know what he's doing. We're giving the key, and we don't know what he's doing. All day he's running, go back, coming back, go back, coming back. But God, he's using even, you know, the one I'm learning for God, for me, myself, God is bringing something you cannot thinking about. Even the guy, I'm not thinking about this guy, he can working. It's a person, you know, they cannot work. But he work, and he finish work, and the water we finish, we using for the fire. This is why we say God, he can use anything.
Yep, come on.
His miracles is continue. This fire, I want to tell you this because it's a big area. We don't have, you know, I want to tell you this, in the bush, we don't have anything. We're thinking about God. Anything is happening, we're looking at God. We say, God, this is, you can help us. Fire, you can continue, honey. It's a lot of miracles God is doing. Help us for. You know, if I'm talking, I know she cannot, but.
That was cute. I can continue, but he kept talking. Okay. To be honest, if I were in America, I probably would have called 911 instead of first praying. But because we were in a location where there is no other option, I cried out to the Lord. And that day, I started to realize, if we go first to God, what God can actually do in our lives, if we put him first in every situation, in every traumatic thing or anything that goes on, that it's the Lord first. I know we have conveniences, and there's nothing wrong with calling 911, but prayer, church, is so powerful. And I think we've forgotten. I know I did. I had forgotten that prayer can literally move mountains. I forgot that prayer can literally put out a fire. I had totally forgot that the powerful God that we serve is the God that created the heavens and the earth by his word. Amen. And everything within it. That is amazing that we have such a powerful God behind us and through the power of the Holy Spirit within us. There's another testimony that we're going to share because we want to encourage you guys. Right now, Ohio is hurting. There's a lot of things going on in Ohio that needs change. There's the problem with opioids in Ohio. There's problem with addictions. There is nothing that God can't do. So in this case, we had gotten a well from WorldServe. They put a well in for us. And we were thankful, and everybody in the village was happy about it, and that was the whole beginning of the church. And then all of a sudden, a witch doctor came to the well, and it was a hand pump. And he was putting his hands on it, and he was pumping it, and he said, "You, village, you have dishonored me. Because you got this well here, you have not brought me the offerings that you're supposed to bring to maintain the water source and bring the rain. For that reason, this well is going to die. It'll be in 3 days, it's going to be dry." So many people from the village, they came running to our house and they told us. And they said, the well is going to dry. And I said, "No, it's not. That's God's money. It's not going to dry." 3 days go by, no problem. A month goes by, no problem. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. 6 months later, the well is dry. And we couldn't believe it. We got the professionals out there. We checked it. We opened it up. Sure enough, it was dry. There was nothing in there. Now, I didn't attribute it to the witch doctor, but the entire village did, even though it was 6 months later. And so we told WorldServe about it, and they went ahead and they started looking at other options, and they found another person that would bring in two more wells. By this time, in the village, we had all the datog and all their cows. We had built a school, and we had built a dispensary. And so there was a lot of need for water. And so this other donor ended up bringing in two more wells, paying for two wells. And they came, and they came with the rig, and they started to dig for the first one. Now, the whole entire village has been without water for a long time, so the whole village is watching. And suddenly I felt like the Lord said that we need to go back to that original well, even though we tested it, even though they opened it up and looked at it, but we need to go back. And so I told the drillers, I said, "We need to go back to that original well and we need to open it up." And he said, no, we can't do that. It's just a waste of time. We have the money to do these two wells. We're going to do these two wells. And I said, "No, we have to go back." I said, "But wait till I run home and get my camera." And I went home and I got the camera, and I can't imagine what this Tanzanian man was thinking, crazy lady here, you know. And so I ran home, I got the camera, came back, and I said, "Okay, now." And the entire village is following us. And I said, "Open up that well and blow some air in it." And they opened it up and they blew the air in it, and this is what happened.
You know, everybody, if God is doing a miracle, it's not matter, Christian, it's not Christian. Everybody they agreed it's God. Everybody, they're just running. You see these people? Maybe we have one person in these people is a believer, but some is not. But the time that the water is coming out, everybody does say, "God is so powerful, Gitanwal." The witch doctor, his name is Gitanwal. Gitanwal is not have a power. God has a power. Everybody, they're just happy, and they're just jumping up and down. God showing people his power. These people, they see it. And they believe. The time we laugh, everybody, they come and they say, you guys talking about God, but we believe it. The time the well is dry, they believe Gitanwal. Because before it's raining, the datoga, they take cows and goats to giving witch doctor. But they're thinking the witch doctor has have a power. It's not God. But we would believe, we say, you know, we believe God has planning, and God has it. We can tell testimonies and testimony. One time,
Wait, 1 second. So, that one well.
I just want to jump.
That one well was the most massive producing well in the village. But because of God's grace, and he knew that now we had a school and a dispensary, that water was not going to be sufficient, he brought in two more wells. Temporarily dried one until we got the other two, and then opened it up again. Amen.
This is God is doing. You know, we're planting churches among the Datoga people. It's so remote, and it's a lot of witchcraft. Some village you go, you feel like it's heavy. Some villages you go, if it's not, it's no charge, but it's, each village is different. You know, one is heavy, very heavy, but some is not. And one time, we moved to Gidemi land, and we want planting churches in one side in Lake Yasi. But people from behind the mountain, they're just coming and they're asking us to go planting a church because they see what God is doing. I cannot tell you how many times we killed even snakes in the house. We don't know where it's come from. We shocked. Sometimes we see snakes. One time, you can share the testimony of the snake in the bedroom. So one time, Dolphy, she says, I think it's a snake in the bedroom. And I said, no. But it is. You know, 1 week, a snake is in the bedroom. And what did they call it? The one we put in a...
For an entire week, without realizing it, the snake was in this bag, this huge bag next to the toilet, where we would keep the toilet paper in, because we just buy it in bulk. And I'd reach my hand down in it, grab out the toilet paper. And then after finally finding and killing the snake, one day when I reached my hand in and pulled it out, I pulled out the snake skin with it. And so it just shows how the Lord will protect us. We, all of us, need to keep looking at what God wants for our lives. There is nothing, absolutely nothing impossible. I've had people say, oh, I couldn't do what you're doing. No, that I'm nobody, Gil's nobody. If we are listening to what the Lord has called us to do, then he makes everything possible by his strength, by his power. I tell you, before I was a missionary, and this is a little funny, the very first time I came out to Africa, I brought dry clean only clothes. I had no idea how to live. But God can make everything possible. At the very end of that video, you saw, I use the scripture, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field. And you saw the vehicle driving to a place that's nowhere. It's driving to a place called Gasala. The church plants on the south side of the lake, Yasi, which is a salt lake, they're all standing strong, and the national church is incredible, the Tanzanian Assemblies of God, and they're doing great with the schools that we put there and everything, so they are wonderful, and those churches are blooming. So now it's time for Gil and I to go over to the opposite side, where there is zero, again, zero churches, zero schools, zero anything. Gil has been going back and forth, and he's been building a place for us to live there so that we can go and start when we go back. I need you guys to pray with us for this because that area is dark, and we tried to start building 2 years ago, and it was not possible. The rains were too long that year, and to get beyond that place, there's a really big riverbed. And so it's a 4 to 6 month out of the year, zero access when you're on that side. But that year that we wanted to build, it was 8 months, zero access. So it's showing us really how we have to be prepared to be out there for an extended period. The people out there need Jesus. And we need your prayers. But not just your prayers, we need to pray that God will raise up missionaries to come with us and partner with us, because there's so many areas. That area on the opposite side of the lake is over 150 miles of zero churches. I want to read this scripture again, and this is Matthew 9, and I'm going to start at verse 36. When he, and this is Jesus, saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into this harvest field. Church, would you agree to pray with us that the Lord of the harvest will send out workers? Maybe some of you. I'm praying that even out of this church, that the Lord will raise up people. You don't have to be anything special. You just have to be willing, and God will make something happen through you. It says, we're faithful to God. He's faithful.
This morning, I want to read John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And that one is, show me if we ask God for his name, he can do it. Can you read it?
Gilligan's referring to John 14, verse 13. It says, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Verse 14, you may ask of me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
So a lot of people, they believe Jesus, but they walk and they're hurting, and they're not asking Jesus. So they're caring every day. They're upset, and they're caring is spiritual, is so heavy in life, and people, they're not know. Sometimes even they're not know why I'm going to church, because he carrying a lot of stuff in heart. And Jesus, he says, ask me. In my name, I can do it. So this morning, I want to tell you this. Jesus, if we ask, it's not matter what you have. Jesus, he can do it. Amen? Jesus, he has power. His power is continuous. We see his power. We see his move, his protection. A lot of times he protects us for snakes, for hyenas, fire, everything. Because God, if we ask, God is showing miracles. I don't know what is you coming this morning, and I don't know what this look like. But I feel like I just want to pray for you. You don't know why even come to church. Sometimes you're just coming because it's Sunday, but you don't have a feel of peace of Jesus in your heart. You go back home, even you stay in the house, you don't want. You just want to go walk because something is continuing in your life and you don't know. This morning I want we just want to pray for you. If you believe, Jesus says, if you believe, he can move mountain. I think it's no reason to carry a mountain year and months and days. It's no. You don't carry this mountain. Give it Jesus. I just want to pray for you. And maybe we can stand up. Let's just stand up and we just ask Jesus. I feel like it's so amazing to see the Word of God talking about miracles. And we say, why is it not happening? It's happening. And if you want this morning, I believe it. I believe so much. Jesus, he can show you his love. Look right now inside, what do you have? Why are you carrying this heaviness and you're carrying so much and you're hurting? And I don't know. Maybe even spiritual or angry, you know? You're just angry every day and you're just angry for your wife, you're angry for your children, you're angry for your husband. Why are you carrying this spiritual? Jesus is the doctor. He's a doctor. He wants to look what you have. But you allowing Jesus coming in your life. Or maybe anything, I don't know. Sometimes my English, you know, English is so tough. I want to talk, but English is so tough. But you know, I believe the Holy Spirit is ready to speak to you. You can come here, you can come, we can pray for you.
If you have a need in your life, or a mountain that's in the way of something that God has called you, or any issue, come on down, let's pray.
We just want to pray. Maybe it's spiritual, maybe you have even diabetes, or maybe cancer, maybe anything. Why are you caring? Why are you caring? We stand up and we're preaching about Jesus. Why are we caring this stuff? I believe it. Jesus is dead. Before I accept Christ, I see I'm going to die. But the reason God is doing the time, I say, Jesus, I'm tired. I cannot carry this. Jesus, he take it. So I don't know what do you have. You can come here. We can pray for you. Even maybe you stand up on the back over there. It's not far here. Allowing Jesus giving. Don't listen to spiritual. One says go, one says no. That one says no is Satan. He wants you carrying this spiritual every day and you're hurting and you not feel good. We believe Jesus is miracles.
We believe his love. If it's not Jesus today, I cannot stand up here and to speak to you this morning. Jesus is so loves us so much. And I believe he wants to do something this morning.
Pastors, can we stand around each person? I'm going to pray over everyone, but then we're going to individually pray for each one of you. That God will do a great and mighty thing. I don't know the circumstances in your life, but he does. Father in heaven, this morning we come before you and we thank you and we praise you because you are the Lord Almighty, the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And by your word, you can bring healing. By your word, you can transform circumstances in our lives. By your word, you can change everything that needs to be changed. By your word, you can get rid of addictions, Lord. We come before you and we ask for your mercy and your grace. And we ask that you would fill us with a love that is so intense that we want to see Ohio saved for Jesus. Lord, we pray that you would set us all on fire, that we would speak in boldness, that we would proclaim your name to the people in the streets, to our neighbors, to our friends that we work with, and to our families. Lord, we rebuke the attacks of the enemy that caused us to be timid. In the name of Jesus, we say that we will stand with the fire of God, and we will proclaim your truth for your glory and your honor, Lord. Hallelujah. And we pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will fill us and the words that we speak will be your words, not ours. Thank you, Jesus.